Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
I've always been a bit concerned about how we reacted to COVID compared to, well, other things that objectively kill more people. Things like heart disease, things like type 2 diabetes. We don't talk about those. And we've made some massive changes to our society as a result of COVID-19. Now, was that the right thing to do? I'm not going to get into the debate of that, but it is. It kind of blows my mind. It is, you know, if I'm looking at, all of the reasons why people die, right? Because let's face it, deaths are going to happen, but they're sad when they do. But there's lots of reasons people die, and we're focusing on this one thing that, yes, is, you know, there's a, I'm not going to say that it's not a real disease, but it does, you know, it does spread, but, and, you know, it has a, it has an infection rate, and it has a death rate. And if you look at, you know, what our medical system has been struggling with the last 50 years, it's, you know, it actually, if you look at all the comorbidities with all the COVID-19 deaths, well, they're all related to something called, well, insulin resistance. And there are a lot of diseases that, you know, we talk about, or that people are, you know, they're getting treatments from their doctor, or they're not. I mean, it depends, you know, but they're, and this is a problem, I think, with the medical system in general. There's not a root cause discussion. And, you know, to me, right, this is a quasi engineer, I guess, I like to get to the root cause of something. And so, you know, and for me, right, this was part of my health journeys. I realized that, okay, I've got this thing called type 2 diabetes. They tell me it's because I'm eating too much sugar, but it's, I later find out it's really because I eat so much sugar all the time that I'm insulin resistant. And so my body becomes resistant to the insulin that's getting secreted, and in the long run that leads to all kinds of things. So I can change my diet, and then that can get solved, right? Let the body heal itself by removing the things that are poisoning it. And there's more to it than that, but if we're trying to improve the health of everybody, right? We're focused on this COVID-19 thing. It seems to me we should be focusing on insulin resistance a whole lot more, because it would knock out just a ton of things. And in fact, I'll put in this clip from the Ivor Cummins podcast with Johnny Bowden, and you can hear his what he has to say about this.
The absolute relevance of this to this moment in time is this: look at the comorbidities for COVID. Every one of them is a cardiometabolic disease. Every one of them has a connection to insulin resistance. Insulin resistance weakens your entire immune system and makes it much more likely that you will have a very bad reaction if you happen to contract this virus. And that's the relevance of this. This isn't just about changing your diet to lose weight. This isn't just about changing your diet so you don't get, not that that would be a bad goal, so you don't get heart disease. It's also about changing your metabolism and your underlying conditions so that you can resist a lot of things that may be coming down the pike, because all of those conditions weaken your ability to fight off bad stuff.
And that's something that doctors don't even look for. And in fact, my own experience with that was, I'd go to the doctor periodically for one reason or another, and, you know, I was clearly overweight, but, you know, my blood sugar was fine. So they didn't do anything. And at one point when I went in actually to get a vaccine, they tested me back in 2014 and said, yeah, your blood sugar is really high. And so they actually took an A1C and went, yeah, you've got type 2 diabetes. Well, guess what? By the time you have type 2 diabetes, there's a lot of other things that have gone wrong. And, you know, clearly being the weight that I was, something was going wrong. I mean, it's, you know, I don't think people are naturally overweight unless there's something metabolically wrong. That's something that, yeah, doctors just don't even look for it. And, you know, maybe it's hard. I don't know. I've never had my insulin checked, but you know, I guess even once I was, I learned a bit more, and this is that I didn't know before, and started sort of reasoning my way through it. I'm like, okay, this to me seems like, yeah, this is a good, you know, just, you know, I wanted to not have type 2 diabetes, and it seems like it was reversible, and in fact it is. And oh, by the way, a lot of the other stuff that was troubling me also went away too, right? So this is entirely reversible. And it would seem to me that if we were really, you know, instead of just like, I don't know, giving vaccines out to everybody, maybe we also like spent some time just actually telling people like how to improve their health and actually really improve their health, right? So that means maybe not eating, you know, so much sugar, right? Just as an example, right? You know, and we can, and I think there's, you know, there, and we just, and it's in everything, right? It's, you know, there's fake sugar in everything. There's, you know, there's things that easily turn into sugar in your bloodstream everywhere. And we're doing nothing to really solve the problem. All we're doing is kind of kicking the ball down the field, and, you know, maybe we'll have some other drug that solves the problem. But, you know, the massive changes I've made in my life have been because I've made a concerted effort to say, okay, these are the things that, you know, this is what I need to do to be healthy. And you know, and I'm still not where I'm at, you know, I've still got some, you know, some stuff to go, but for the most part, yeah. I mean, compared to what I was, it's a night and day difference, right? I mean, I just generally feel better. I've got more energy. I'm running, which I was never, you know, running in sandals, which I was, you know, yeah. People think I'm crazy for doing that, but, there's a lot that if we were really concerned about the health of everybody, that we would be doing, right? And because, you know, what the last year has proven to me is that in the right circumstances, we're able to make drastic societal changes. And you know, again, however you feel about the vaccines or the virus or whatever, there's been some pretty serious changes that have occurred as a result of all of that. And we haven't, and so it would, if it seemed to me, we could make drastic changes again for the right reasons or for even better reason, get us all healthy. Because yeah, I mean, I don't want to be taking Pharma all the time. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to spend the last 10 years of my life just being, you know, being sick or whatever. I mean, my parents, their quality of their life, and they, you know, they died pretty young too. So, you know, the quality of their years at the end was not great. Right. And so that's something, you know, for me, as I'm getting closer to the age that they passed away. That's something I'm concerned about. I want to exceed that. And I definitely want to, so, you know, I got another 10 years or so before I get to that age. But I want to exceed that, and I want to thrive. I want to be, you know, as young and vital as I am now. I'm in the best shape of my life, and that's, you know, it's not an exaggeration. You know, despite everything, I'm still, you know, I'm getting out there and doing things, I think we could do so much more, and yet, you know, we're all being told that the only way to solve this is to mask and social distance and take the vaccine. I mean, I don't get sick. Even when I did get sick, it was very mild. But now, in current times, I mean, yeah, I can't remember the last time I've been sick. I can, because it was the last time I traveled and probably caught the coronavirus, by the way. But that's a whole nother thing. And the common colds or whatever, it just, those things just don't impact me at all. Right. Because yeah, my system is healthy, and yeah, I might be getting exposed to it. I mean, who knows, right? There's the coronaviruses do spread, right? But they didn't impact me because I took care of myself. And I think if people actually, you know, spent some time and focused on their health and did the right things. And there was a concerted effort around that by as much as they're spending on advertising the vaccine, which the government is, I think I saw a statistic that they did this $4 billion campaign for everybody to get the vaccine. And I can see in every, you know, and in lots of mainstream places, and even a few non-mainstream places, people, you know, saying get the vaccine. But if we spent that much time and money and energy on just doing things that would improve our overall health, then maybe we wouldn't need to be worried about a coronavirus, and we would be in much better shape overall, right? We'd be spending less money on pharma. We'd be spending, you know, having less health issues. We'd all be healthier people, and there'd be less problems. And so I really wish we'd spend our, you know, I really wish we focused our efforts on getting people healthy rather than just having people avoid a virus.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.